Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Christmas is closer than ever, and luckily, so is Amazon. Holiday shopping is right at your fingertips. Just be sure to access it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the shopping cart on our app. So, finish up your shopping the smart and thoughtful way, and have a Merry Christmas.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy, 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 happy holidays to you. Here we are in the Mike O'Mara Show Nerve Center, bringing you another holiday classic soon to be on your shelf, ladies and gentlemen.
Put it up there with the elf on the shelf.
That's right. So it's 2 days away? How long?
There's no way to tell, Mike.
Oh, here he is, right out of the
back. Well, I mean, you open the door.
Hello there.
6 days left for Christmas shopping. 6 days left to fill the stock.
6 days
left for Christmas shopping.
Hello there, it's 6 days.
We're going to
have another martini.
More.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hi there.
The Christmas shopping days are clicking off. Only 6 days left.
Clicking off.
So you better hurry, 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 hurry.
Merry Christmas, a little and a special. Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson
yes!
Five right. Wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
There it is.
But only if you're a Motown fan. Otherwise,
a Motown fan. I'm a little obsessed. Hey, by the way, programming note, we're not going to do the mailbag today. We're going to do it Thursday. So
right. Be
away. We jump that around occasionally, but we wanted to get all the holiday messages into the mailbag for Thursday's show. So if you're a mailbag connoisseur like Oscar is, you want to make sure that you stick around for Thursday's show.
Thursday's birthdays.
We called him an MBC, a mailbag connoisseur.
Thursday birthdays. But in its place, I brought in a tape today because I am obsessed with a Christmas show that's syndicated across the nation that I've been listening to, and it's fantastic. I've talked to you about it. It's the John Tesh Intelligence for Your Life show.
Now, this is like a...
Ducky.
This is like a DJ skimmer. This is what you've done. You've prepared just
I recorded just the... Well, you might get a little music and some of the thing that he's talking, and then I edited it with my buzzer in between.
Perfect.
Let me turn that up just a little bit. There, I edited it with my buzzer so we could hear the John Tesh show. And it's really amazing because here's what he does.
Yeah.
Here's the formula. And I listen to this and I say, where did I go wrong in my career? Why did I not take the path of least resistance and offer my listeners intelligent facts that could make their lives better and then play just a music?
Don't you think Tesh
has
lived his life in the path of least resistance?
Well, I mean, but what a success he's been. And that hair, that beautiful blonde hair that he still has.
He has aged, but aged gracefully.
Oh,
Is he still with Connie?
Connie Tesh?
Connie Selica.
I have no idea. I really haven't
followed.
How do you
know that they were together? That's awesome.
Will you check? She is also aged gracefully. Yum.
There goes my daughter going out to the pool. Have a nice little swim. I love you.
Is it the same temperature
Michael
there?
Sorry, Michael kicked you.
Oh, he kicked her?
He slept in Elizabeth's bed in the guest room last night.
Right.
And Elizabeth informed me that's the last night. Michael tends to, he both kicks and grinds his teeth. Yes. Nice to see that the stress of living in this house is already getting him a little bit. But teeth grinding. Anyway.
That's pretty normal for his age, I think.
Getting back to Tesh.
Still together, it looks like.
Yeah, it's good.
Connie Selica and
yes.
John Tesh?
Yeah.
What a beautiful thing. That's really fine.
Some of it really fine.
Really fine. That's awesome. I have the Tesh clip if we'd like to play it right now.
Yeah.
Let me cue that up here and we'll play. I'm only sharing this with our listeners because I think it's good to spotlight other shows when... How you doing?
I'm reading about John Tesh.
How you f***ing doing?
I'm fascinated. I'm taking a bite of my breakfast sandwich. I'm so sorry. I can't believe Connie Selica was married to John Tesh.
Can you believe it?
They have a kid together.
And Connie Selica's married to John Tesh?
You weren't coming to me. You guys are doing your bit. I don't sing or play music. I'm doing research.
Is that a first?
I've eaten on the show before. You've gotten mad before.
It's been a while though. Normally he pounds it during the show open.
Yes. Tape.
Right.
That's what he normally does, and then wipes his beard feverishly.
I was blown away.
Nothing says pro. But anyway.
I was staying out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, how'd that work out?
What a skill that is. Anyway, let me reiterate that we're going to play a clip from the John Tesh.
Mike, this is a tape of John. This is John Tesh. This is a tape of John Tesh eating an egg witch.
Isn't this exciting? O'Brien. O'Brien, give me a drink. O'Brien, give me a sandwich. O'Brien. All right. So now, without further ado, a clip from the John Tesh Show. Let's listen.
You're listening to Intelligence for Your Life with John Tesh. You know, one in every 1,000 babies is born with a tooth. So if you have a newborn, make sure the little hump doesn't bite you because it might break the skin. Intelligence for Your Life, I'm John Tesh.
So that's his show?
Yeah, that's
it's like a fast fact that he got from anywhere on the web or has a book that's been given to him.
I know he's not doing it. Yeah.
Would you like to hear another one?
I would.
Okay.
A person will die from lack of sleep sooner than they will from starvation, which usually takes a few weeks. There is no doubt that when you bump into someone who's dying, rest assured they will inevitably be very, very sleepy. Intelligence for Your Life, I'm John Tesh.
Is there any chance when you hear him do this, do you get the impression that he is hearing it for the first time himself?
Yes, I believe that a producer is probably handing him an index card. That's the impression that I would get. And then he turned it into a book, too.
Oh, he turned it into a book. A Tesh book?
Yeah, taking credit for other scientists in his book.
Tesh books.
Just very, very lovely.
You don't have any more, do you?
I do. You want to hear one?
I would.
All right, here we go.
This is Intelligence for Your Life with John Tesh. 80% of people infected with the Ebola virus will die from the disease. That is significantly more than other diseases, which from our perspective means the other diseases aren't trying hard enough.
Oh. Really? So he's almost rooting for the disease?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Do you think a TV show from 2014 to 2015 as well?
On what network? Do we have the network?
I'll give you the network.
Where was it hiding? Was it on the Hallmark Channel? Or
smells like me TV to me.
Oxygen
it's
or
a,
logo?
Actually, very good, Mike. WeTV.
WeTV.
Wee.
You want to hear another one?
And his son. We're all on it.
That's just delightful. Do you want to hear another one?
Do you have one?
Sure. Yeah,
all right, yeah, please.
Humans have 46 chromosomes, peas have 14, and crawfish have 200. So, when you're sitting down to your Christmas dinner, eat the crawfish first and the peas second. It'll make you smarter. If you pick your own scabs and eat them, you're better off eating a crawfish, since nobody ever got more intelligent going to a scab boil.
Just a quick sidebar and review.
Yeah.
This is a review on IMDb.
Right.
I find his presence a bit uncomfortable and creepy with elective surgery and Botox treatments.
I saw the clip of his face, and he's fascinating to look at. Yeah, it's elective cosmetic surgery.
All in all, it was a tactical error for Comcast programming execs with interjecting this poorly produced show onto our afternoon.
That's wonderful. John Tesh, Intelligence for that. Ready for another clip?
You have another one?
I do, yes.
I'd love to hear it.
There are approximately 96,000 kilometers of blood vessels in the human body. If you're looking for some holiday fun, why not gather the family around the old Christmas tree and name them all? The good news is, if you have an elder...
What? Oh, this must be an outtake. You know, he goes live to
tape. He'll do it live.
That's the charm of the John Tesh show, is that he never goes backwards. Sometimes John Tesh will take his index card and crumple it and put it against his face.
Can we cue the other, not the outtakes, cue the real one.
Oh, the real one, the real take on Silver Bells.
Again, here we go.
There are approximately 96,000 kilometers of blood vessels in the human body. And if you're looking for some holiday fun, why not gather the family around the old Christmas tree and name them all? The good news is, if you have an elderly relative with paper-thin skin, you might actually be able to see the blood vessels right through their wasted arm.
That was a much better take.
The John Tesh Intelligence for Your Life.
I wonder if I could
the
ever
Christmas
see
version.
I would love to see Connie Selica's blood vessels. And his son, Josh Pesh.
Do you like another clip?
Tesh.
Oh, would I?
Pesh.
If you remove the
Where did you get these outtakes, Mike?
If you remove the minerals from a bone by soaking it overnight in a 6% solution of hydrochloric acid, it will become so soft you could tie it in a knot. So, if you have some spare bones lying around, either animal or human, stop by your local hardware store, pick up some hydrochloric acid, then soak the bones overnight. In the morning, the whole family can enjoy the fun and excitement of making their very own bone pretzels.
Bone pretzels.
Bone pretzels, yeah.
Yeah, sound enjoying. Tasty.
Why don't we just get on with it and get on to the next clip.
Is please. There another one? Yeah.
The female egg cell is the largest cell in the human body. It is about 175,000 times heavier than the smallest cell, the male sperm cell. Maybe that's why Mrs. Tesh always tells me that the womb is mightier than the seed, and that self-pleasure is the devil's entryway, and that my forehead looks like the Grand Canyon, and that Mary Hart smells like dead fish. Intelligence for Your Life, I'm John Tesh.
Wow.
Going
I don't know.
South very
why
quickly,
the dig
I'm
towards
sure.
Mary? It's
yeah,
messed up.
He's still
I have
in
no
touch
idea
with her.
Why the dig was in there. I didn't think he'd put that in. He's got a very pleasant joke. It's very vanilla. That's the
it
way
is.
I would describe it. I guess we caught one of his more testy.
Yeah.
Teshy. I have another one here. Would you like to hear it?
Yes,
I would
please.
Love to hear it, please.
Let's give it another go, shall we? When you look at an object, the image of that object appears upside down in your retina. However, your brain automatically corrects for this, allowing you... Maybe, hold on. John Tesh really didn't stumble when I hear his little clip since he pre-records it. Let's play that. I got the outtake again. Let's play the real
play
one,
the
shall
real
we?
One, please.
All right, here we go. When you look at an object, the image of that object appears upside down in your retina.
Retina.
However... Your brain automatically corrects for this, allowing you to perceive the object right side up. There are many things the brain does automatically, like changing the station when my syndicated radio program comes on, and drooling from the corner of my mouth when I see Joy Behar on The View. The human brain is astonishing in its capabilities, and right now, it's telling me to go big potty. I'm Don Tesh, and this is Intelligence for Your Life.
Where are you getting the outtakes? Oh, like from God. A website?
I got it from his website. Yeah, I downloaded it from
JohnTesh.com.
Right. Would you like to hear
I love
another?
It.
We're almost done with this.
Yeah, I'd love another one if you have
play
one.
Play another one if
great.
You can. Might be a good idea. Human fingers stretch and bend about 25 million times in a normal lifetime. And if you pick your nose regularly, you may even double that number. And remember, nothing says Merry Christmas more than a good old-fashioned session of heavy petting.
What?
Where that one came from. I didn't think he gave sex advice.
And, that's I mean, kinda... he coupled it with picking his nose. He doesn't look like a nose picker to me.
Oh, we need applause now. I hold in my hand the last
oh,
John Tesh back.
Yay!
Here we are. John Tesh, Intelligence for Your Life.
I that's wonder if it'll be an outtake or a real one.
Enamel found on our teeth is the hardest substance in the human body. Tooth decay has led to 60% of adult Americans losing their upper right middle molar. However, my set of John Tesh teeth are made from an advanced space age polymer. And that is why I can eat a complete lobster dinner without taking it out of the shell. And it's also why I don't own an electric or wood saw in my cabinetry shop. That's right. I cut all the wood with my teeth and actually ingest the sawdust. Then, after I finish a project, for the next 2 to 3 days, I can actually poop out my very own laminate wood flooring.
Wow. I'm so very sorry.
Start the goddamn show, Rob. I'm done with this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Too much.
Well, 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 if it isn't Mrs. Claus.
Hi there.
Where's your husband? Out doing another commercial for my brother?
Oh, come now. You know Santa isn't on your brother's payroll.
Well, then he's grossly unfair, that's what. Traipsing around in that stupid sleigh of his, stirring up cold winter breezes and causing everybody to think fondly of snowball fights and sleigh rides and ice hockey.
I assure you, it's not intentional.
Well, why doesn't he wear a bathing suit and drive a sand buggy?
But we live at the North Pole.
And he could sing the praises of heat and rain.
I'll see what I can do. In the meantime, will you do us a favor?
I don't see why I should. Nobody ever does anything for me. But what is it?
Could you let it snow just for one day in the South?
What? Snow in the South?
Just for one day.
Never!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Never knew that John Tesh would poop out his own laminate flooring. That's exciting.
It's a category, I think.
From the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. That's what happens when you get up at 4:45. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the now. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Quip. I challenge you to find a gift that's affordable, practical, and Instagram worthy. You give up? Well, look no further than Quip. It's the electric toothbrush that looks like it was designed by Apple. Just got one of my space-age George Jetson brush heads that came to me from Quip. They're beautiful.
Isn't it easy to change out? And they send you a battery, too.
Yeah, super easy.
Awesome.
It's really wonderful. Doesn't have the high price. Quip is the new electric toothbrush that packs just the right amount of vibrations into an ultra-slim design, a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip comes with a mount that goes right on your mirror. That's where mine is. And it's backed by a network of over 10,000 dental professionals. Quip also offers a subscription plan that delivers new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month schedule for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. And just in time for the holidays, Quip is the ideal size and price for anyone on your list. You can even include automatic brush head deliveries for a year so your gift keeps on giving. The Quip electric toothbrush also features all the things you need to get great, deliciously shiny, beautiful teeth. And it's featured in all the gift guides this year, like Forbes and Men's Health. It's really prominently featured because it's a great product. Quip makes a great gift, even for yourself, and starts at just $25. Right now, when you go to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack, you get it for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS, getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank them.
Love it, love it, so great.
Thank you. Yeah, just a weird, weird morning here. I was just, I don't know.
Apparently, johntesh.com is a real thing. Pony checked it out.
Oh, yeah. It's Tesh.com.
Oh, just Tesh.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tesh on the zoo.
There's Tesh.
He's built an empire on old people.
Yeah.
Well, we praise him. Yeah.
I don't know if it's old people. I think it's anybody that listens to those Christmas stations. I think he's probably on a bunch of those where they're playing that stuff.
He's on news stations, 24-hour news stations.
He's on
the
news stations. Really?
That's considered news?
I hate that that works.
Yeah.
I know.
He's not on the all Christmas station up here. Did I tell you about the moment that I made Robert actually show his teeth laughing about the Christmas station? I turned it on to see what they were playing, just to see what was going on. And some guy comes on and talks about how, you know, 12 days of everything. And I just looked at Robert. I said, "Who's this dickhead?" And it is so perfect to say that to
that.
A 14-year-old.
It is.
He was
it
so
is.
Into it.
Congratulations. He'll respect you for that.
He does.
But anyway. Listen to me talk about respect. You know, I mean, I was out with my daughter and my wife last night. For God's sake, they gang up on me. They pick on me. All you need is Catherine down here and my mother-in-law, and it would be the whole coven that would be down here, just you know, stirring up the soup, and you know, and they would just be looking at me going,
"It upsets the balance."
Yes,
now, does this ever happen to you when Carrie and her sister and her late mother would get together? Everything would go great for about 2.5 days. But on the third day, they'd turn on each other. Does that ever happen?
No, Carla and Elizabeth, because Carla came in as the, you know, as the new bride of Daddy. So
yes.
Carla's had to play it carefully her whole life. So they have developed, because Carla has patience, much more so than I do. She took it really slow with my daughters. And I, you know, there is really no other formula for it if I look back on it. Because if you come in as the stepmother, and you make the effort to come swoop in and be the boss, I don't think it's going to work. What Carla did was kind of build a slow relationship while at the same time maintaining her kind of control over the household. That, you know, she
Smart.
Does things this way. And when they were little, you know, she it wasn't. Well, I wouldn't say she was a disciplinarian, but she was.
It's
a
modern,
you know,
family, so
it's modern family all the way.
It's a different approach,
and it's also, you know, it's equally as bad to come in and try to be like a Mary Poppins mom. I think to try to be perfect, and so if you keep it real
What's
and you
that
balance
like?
It, well, first you have to have someone that wants to try that.
Well, I just used to get beat. That's all I.
But you know, I'm glad you brought up
with
Mary
an umbrella.
Poppins, because we had our traditional viewing of Sound of Music last night. We had our traditional viewing.
Now,
of it,
this troubles me.
That's
and I don't want to cause trouble here, but did I not buy you a Blu-ray of that?
Yes, and last night I have to admit that because it was on the night before and I saw it, I figured it would be just as easy to put it on the DVR and skip through the commercials. By the way, if you're watching it on ABC, I think it's on the whore channel of ABC, they turn the Sound of Music into a four-hour event.
Yep.
4 hours.
Mm-hmm. And the commercials come more and more frequent the deeper you get into the movie.
The deeper you get in, they backload
they
the commercials. It is despicable, but it was quite pleasant to watch it without the commercials. You know, you just fast through all of them. And, you know, and I had a margarita before we watched. Maybe more than one. And I cried. I cried watching the Sound of Music because it just... I've told this story before.
Because the Nazis lost?
No, not because the Nazis lost. Rolf, by the way. Rolf is that little... I hate the Nazis.
Oh, you know what? You
they make the Nazis so Nazi-y in that movie. They do. They make you really hate them. Not that we didn't all hate them before, but man, oh man... Do I hate Rolf?
I mean, if you take
little
the
perfect Aryan Rolf,
if
you know, who wants to be a Nazi.
Take the politics out of it. There's nothing worse than someone who's smarmy. So you got a smarmy Nazi? That's horrible. I'm glad
you know
we
who
kicked
else
their
is
ass.
The F stick is the butler at Captain Von Trapp's house. He rats them out. That's why when they're trying to wheel the car out and escape over the Swiss border, they get caught by you know, Mr. Whipple.
Yeah, but you know what?
The Baroness got the mustache.
The Baroness is a bitch on wheels, too.
Oh, the Baroness is evil. But not as evil as the butler is. The Baroness just tries to torpedo Maria and, you know, says, well, he's in love with you and you're in love with him. You'll make a fine nun. Okay, bitch. See you later.
I think, you know what I think about the Baroness? I think she's a climber.
Well, no. No. No, she's not a climber. That would be she's not a climber.
She's trying to get that Von Trapp money.
Like you alleged yesterday about Prince Harry's wife.
That's right.
No, the Baroness has all the money in the world. She's in no need of money.
What
That's
is
the
a climber?
Whole point.
A climber is someone who uses others to advance themselves.
A social climber. Mm-hmm. You've met social
But not
climbers.
Money, right?
It's money. It's money. It's prestige. It's people that want to.
Well, she certainly wasn't marrying beneath her.
Well, like, for example, you go into neighborhoods where... you might have a discrepancy of incomes, and you will get somebody who comes from a lower socioeconomic level that wants
me.
To get in with the good, you know, Richie Riches.
Oh,
you know?
Nice. What if they don't?
Really
what if they don't
though.
Want you?
I've never
what
thought of you as a climber.
You
like
no,
hanging
no,
around.
No.
You like hanging around with money, but your friendship with Dominique was not predicated on money.
No.
It was predicated on the fact that he played football.
He's not a climber. What he is a fan of success.
Yes.
He's an enthusiast of the successful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the sidelines saying, you go get him.
but the Baroness has all the money that she wants, and so we watched it last night, and I flipped through the commercials, and then Carla got tired, and I said, you're the one that talks about tradition, and now you're going to bed. Yeah. I said, please at least stay up for the love song between Christopher Plummer and Julie Andrews when he says, nothing comes from nothing, nothing ever could. In my youth or childhood, I did something good. That wonderful love song where they're on the gazebo out on the back 40 or wherever they are.
On their Nazi ranch.
I hate to pry.
Yeah.
But, again, which character would...
Quiet, she's singing.
Oh, excuse me.
You want to hear a love song, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, it's great.
I've never seen The Sound of Music in its entirety.
I'm going to give this 60 seconds right here. Go ahead. Because I'm an old queen.
But somewhere in my wicked, miserable past, there must have been a moment of truth. For here you are, standing there, loving me.
There you go. Thank you. That's all we're going to give of Julie Andrews. That's just wonderful. What a beautiful love song.
And you know, Oscar, you really should, just to be culturally relevant, you should sit through the movie once. Because it is one of the greatest grossing.
I'll watch Hamilton. That's really what's hot.
Let me tell you what's great
about it. If you adjust for box office, you love success. It's one of the most successful movies ever made.
Yeah, but you know, people really don't talk about The Sound of Music that much in general conversation.
Outside of this show.
Probably not in general conversation, but it is also one of the highest rated movies on television every year.
Yeah.
Simply because that's why they decided to make a live version of it, because it was so scary popular.
Right.
And the fact is that in its day, Rob, you probably know better than I do. Did they not throw a ton of money? There were things done in that movie that
had not
been done before. Like the helicopter shots alone were massive in that movie.
But what they were smart. They got Robert Wise to direct it because he could bring anything under budget. Even a trip to the grocery store, he could bring it under budget. He was a smart director, but they did. That was a very big prestige pick. I'm trying to think. Was it Warner's? I can't remember.
I have no idea.
I feel
but
the
it was...
same way about MASH that I do about The Sound of Music. MASH...
They
not
MASH the TV show or MASH the movie?
Both. But the TV potato. Show haunted me. It was time for bed, Oscar.
7:30 on channel 5.
So depressing.
I watched.
Go to bed.